Man, your driving is crap.
Shut the hell up. Do you want me to crash this thing?
Hey, is your father's car really this slow, or is it just you?
Slow?
Yeah, that's it, man. Hey, your way out. Move right a bit. Move right a bit. My side of the car is almost on the shoulder.
Scared?
Nah, man. Just perfecting. You haven't got a license, and I don't know how much training you've had. Not much by the looks of it.
Shut up, man. You think you're better? At least my speed's constant. I'm sure the car will be jerking along if you're driving.
Aye. Sure. Hey, let me see you do 10 more miles an hour. Man, yeah. I think you scared that old lady off the road.
She shouldn't be on the road anyway. Shit, we need some music, man. I think there's some tapes in there somewhere.
What is this shit? Black Sabbath?
Oh, no, that's no good. There must be something decent in there. Sugar Babes or something.
I can't believe you still listen to that shit.
Well, I wish you could moan my name and not those stupid lyrics all the time.
Yeah, but why would you like to hear the music when you're only like a tit?
They're a sweet voice, man.
You're disturbed, man. Just hang on like this.
Just shut up, man, and keep it that way. Mind if I pick her up?
Go for it. We need some decent tunes, man.
Maybe she's got some tapes. Hey, that's a good one. Yeah, that one there.
Careful, man. Remember, you're driving.
Well, that's the thing, is that one. Was it this?
Watch the road!
Ah,
I burst out into free air. Weird. No pain, just heat. Intense heat. Actually, I think it's not heat, it's cold. It's actually ice cold. Cold air cuts my skin like razor blades. Thousands of little cuts, tickles and burns. I see the ground, the hard and fierce asphalt coming closer, moving 90 miles an hour like a giant sheet of sandpaper, ready to reduce me to a pile of meat and bone and blood. No fear. It'll be quick. I won't even know what happened. Who would have guessed it would end like this? Poor Helen. My hands come into contact with the asphalt. Certain heat as my body plunges into the ground. I'm going right through it, sinking down, inch by inch. I drown in this earth. I'm so cold. Is this death? Why am I here again? Have I been here forever? No, I think it was something else once. I think it was good and more intense. So calm here, so calm and peaceful. State of zero. Nothing. But there is something. Something soft, so very soft. Softer than fur, softer than cotton. Even softer than water. Everything so soft that it seems made out of light. Other beings are here with me, other faces. Some familiar.
Your mother and I will get going now, Nick.
Nick? Who's that? I think that's a different word for a mirror, isn't it?
It's crisps in the cupboard and pop in the fridge. I'll also leave you a tenner if you and Helen want to order some pizza.
Oh, joy. Who's going to order? Hello? I have to call Helen. Long, blonde hair and eyes that see everything. Deep, blue eyes, I can see her innermost thoughts through. And a grin you can't help but return.
Ed, let me see you do 10 more miles an hour.
You dare me? I can do 50 more if only this car could take it. By the way, where has the car gone?
Oh, Nick. Nicholas. You silly boy. I love you.
I love you too, Helen. Her warm body against mine, her soft cheek. Perfect times. Nothing can make me more happy. Equilibrium. But where is the sun that was shining into my eyes, blinding me?
Why do you always have to challenge fate, Nick? You can be so stupid. Why do you have to do stuff like that with Joe? He'll get you killed someday, I'm certain he will.
Ah, my little drama queen. She's so sweet. Seems like she actually thinks it's real when we watch a film. So upset about things that never happened. That's why she reacts like this, all tense about nothing.
They can happen. Things like that can happen.
She's really worrying about me. Maybe I'd worry about her too that way. We're so close, we know everything about each other. Even the most embarrassing little things.
I love you, but can you please put the darn milk back into the fridge? I hate warm milk. That a good boy.
I think I'll pop the question someday. Maybe soon. Maybe next year. She is perfect. I mean, sure, we have our rows, but they always get settled. Compromised. We could live a life together. It would be a good life. As perfect as can be. Where is she now? Helen? I think it might be her at the end of the tunnel. Am I moving now? Feels like I'm moving.
If only he had driven 200 more meters. I would have stopped him. I heard the crash. I heard the horrible crash.